I plow dirt, I run stock. Life's good, I thank God. I clear scrub, I cut wood, I get dry. A beer's good, I like it here. I hate crowds, it's my life. I milk cows. Hey!
So, Bull, our first joke, what was that joke again?
The joke was, why does a milking stool only have three legs?
So, let's say that you live in Giles County, and you're listening to the show, and you think you're a joke teller. You think that. And you should be able to call in and give the answer to our easy joke question. Is that accurate?
That wouldn't be utterly out of the question.
Utterly. So, one more time for... What joke is that? One more time.
Why does a milking stool only have three legs?
And what number can she call in?
540-231-9888.
And then we ask that you do not Google it. Do not Google it. Snacks.
Yes.
You probably already mentioned this, but how long have you worked at VT, and why did you come to work here?
That's a great question, John. So I've been here about 2.5 years. I came down here so that we could be closer to family, and we have accomplished that goal wholeheartedly.
So, Bull, let's talk about your goal reaching wholeheartedly?
Wholeheartedly.
So, how long have you worked at Virginia Tech?
I've worked here for 3 years, and I'm working here because I was recruited by a person who works for Tech.
Yeah, big
Tech. Promised me the moon.
Yes, I promised you the moon. So, where was that at? Do you remember?
It was a...
Festival downtown.
Yeah, it was Stepping Out,
I believe. Stepping Out. I'm working the command vehicle, you know, kids event and stuff, and who shows up? This English dude shows up, and he's like, you know, y'all hiring, man. He had longer hair back then.
Not say it like that.
He had longer hair and stuff like that, kind of like a hippie. And so he asked me.
We're hiring, man.
We were hiring.
Dude.
And I said, absolutely. We have to have another old guy like me working here.
Curious question. Was the guy you were talking to, was he like kind of sophisticated, suave, kind of that ruggedly handsome?
And he could sing.
So when did you see Nigel? That's my question.
Yes.
Sorry, when are we going to get to the part where we talk about Nigel?
I just read the other bad joke of the week. Sorry. You gotta stop putting these at the bottom of the paper.
Can you stop reading ahead and randomly laughing?
I'm sorry. You gotta stop putting these at the bottom of the paper because I look over and that's the first thing I see, and then I can't not laugh.
Okay, that is a good joke, though.
All right, so Alex, you probably already told us, but how long have you worked at Virginia Tech, and why did you work here?
It'll be 5 years on exactly June 1st. I started working here because I had just graduated from Tech.
And you had nothing better to do?
Exactly, John. That's exactly what it was. I had nothing else better to do.
The professional lacrosse league didn't work out.
No, right. There was no professional lacrosse league at the time, unfortunately. But all is well, and here I am sitting here doing radio.
Well, speaking of that, Paul, why do you think college radio is so important to our community?
Oh, it gets the message out. All the people that listen to our show? Yeah, right. I mean, what would they do without it?
And there's a plethora of DJs here, you know, that play amazing music. Snacks.
Yes.
Why is college radio so important to the community?
Why is it so important to the community? Well, for people that wish to be extremely productive when they're listening to our show, they're more productive because they don't listen to the show. It's kind of a paradox.
Squish, why is college radio important?
Well, I mean, of course, without us on the show, people wouldn't know, you know, that you can't ride your bike the wrong way on the drill field and all that good stuff.
So we're about what here on this show?
Community education.
Community education. Mm. Yes.
That's deep.
Deep.
I think college radio is important because I think we've drifted away. Obviously, we've drifted away from radio, right?
Yes.
You know, at my house, radio is always playing in the garage. At my office, I have two desks, three desks. Now, the one desk at the Rollo office, my partners will turn the radio off all the time because they're on the computers listening to music. It's fine. So in my one cubicle upstairs, I have a radio playing all the time. And then in my cave, in the last place, I have listened to a little sports radio there. A little sports radio. And I think they have sports radio here.
Yeah, I think usually they come on after us. But before we continue, we get to do this twice today, John. If you haven't turned that dial yet, just a reminder, you are listening to WUVTFM 90.7 Blacksburg. Mm-hmm. I had to make sure I got it right that time.
You got 4 out of 4.
Thanks.
The college radio is an amazing thing. I'm glad that we have it. Some colleges and universities don't have it anymore.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Our former police chief, Kevin Faust, was a DJ back in the day.
No kidding.
They say, rumor has it, the artist known as Hoda Kotb on the Today Show was a DJ here maybe at one time. Yeah. I haven't been able to verify that, so can't say that's a fact.
Someone could verify it if they called in.
So, Bull, you're a little bit older than me, is that correct?
No, I think you're a month older than
I am. Yeah, you're a little bit younger. So, you know, again, I can't segue to this next song. There's no way around it. But I can say that I did not know that this artist sang a song about cows. Did you have any clue that this artist sang a milk cow blues song?
No, the blues and the boogie I get, but not the cow and the things.
So we're going to go with Aerosmith from Draw the Line. And actually, Snacks, I probably could have used Draw the Line in my segue.
I was going to say, I actually had one. I'm really depressed right now.
Yes.
It was going to be really good.
That's it.
You'll never know what it was.
You, and now I'm gonna tell you just what I'm gonna do.
So, well, we got a call in. The Amy Davis from the Giles County.
The wonderful Amy from Giles County. And she had the answer to our joke. Why does a milking stool only have three legs? And she was correct in that because the cow has the udder.
The udder. All right, Squish. Squish, how can you use the amazing cowbell to improve your life?
Wow. Pass. Next question.
No, that's the last question.
You know I'm not the biggest fan of the cowbell.
Well, you have a dog. Could you use it, you know, to train your dog? Like when you ring it two times, the dog will sit? Or
sure, I could do that, John. That's the best answer I got.
Ridiculous. Snacks, what you got?
Well, I was actually going to say something very similar to that, so I'll change that answer. I'll say that when I'm on bike patrol, we'd like to be on high visibility, but sometimes, you know, I'm not the tallest person in the world. There are bigger people in the department than I am. Sometimes people might not notice the high visibility bicycle patrol when I'm doing it solo like I did yesterday. And so if I attached the cowbell to the spokes of my bicycle, I have a feeling that people would notice me a little bit more.
No.
It might even replace the siren. And since it doesn't use energy, I would argue that's a renewable resource. So I'm going to save the environment.
It also sounds like
one ring at a time.
It sounds like noise pollution to me.
Bull,
that's
you
hurtful.
Got?
That's very hurtful.
I'll tell you what. I don't know how it can improve your life, but I can tell you how it's going to save your life.
Oh.
There you go. Oh. You know how, like, when you're driving on long trips,
you're
starting to get tired? You strap this booger around your neck, you start getting tired, and your head drops. It's going to go off. It's going to wake you up.
I wish we could patent it. We could call it
the wake bell. What do you call it? I don't know.
I wish that our viewers could have seen your demonstration.
That was actually kind of amazing.
So,
for our listening audience, he just demonstrated again, and you're still not welcome for that.
It was great.
So, how I improve people's lives.
Yes, John, how would you improve it? We're such bad friends. We're such bad friends.
Sorry, John.
When I do these half marathons, these little runs I do and stuff like that, I haven't done one in a while, I have a cowbell with me. And what it does is it motivates people not to run with me. You know, they run faster usually to get away from me.
Or they just quit running altogether.
Or when we go hiking. If you've ever been hiking with me, I will bring out the cowbell to motivate us to get up the hill faster.
Yeah.
Always improving quality of life.
So, you know, for our listening audience, you probably think he's kidding.
And, you know, Detective Robbie Taylor loves when I have the cowbell on our hikes and our runs. Loves it. So, Snacks, what are they listening to?
Well, if they're still listening to us, I can tell you that. You are listening to the Rollo Nation radio show on WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg. We are the Virginia Tech Police Department's Residence Life Resource Officers, or ROLOs. We work in a community policing partnership with Housing and Residence Life. The Virginia Tech Police Department always strives to enhance the safety and quality of life for students, faculty, staff, and visitors through effective law enforcement and proactive crime prevention in partnership with the university community.
We've got some feedback. The Joey Thacker is listening to the show.
Joey!
And he said that actually that last question, how can you use the amazing cowbell to improve your life, is a trick question. Because he says the cowbell instantly improves everyone's lives.
Mm. Beautiful.
Very nice. He just hasn't heard it enough then.
So Squish, 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 Squish.
Squish. Yes.
The VTPD at a cop corner is all yours. All yours.
Okay. Well, we congratulate the officers of the month. A shift, we have Jared Phillips. B shift, George Geimer. C shift, Tyler Street. And D shift, Michael Johnson. And the Rollo of the week, why, you ask, did I earn this prestigious award that comes with no certificate? I don't believe this is me, but I will continue to read. I thoroughly sanitized and cleaned the Rollo office.
Oh, you're right.
And our Rollo
who cleaned it? Who
this
cleaned
was,
it?
This was the bowl.
The
John,
bowl cleaned it. Yes.
But he also helped to distribute a plethora of HRL rolling carts to the halls for students that are moving out.
So, bull, I shorted you, but
you did
do a lot this week for
that's
the room.
That's some bull right there.
It is some bull. Yeah. So, I give you a lot of credit. You know, you cleaned the Rollo office, you cleaned Rollo 1, you took carts to the residence halls, some of them, a plethora.
Protecting and serving.
Yeah, so that students would have access to those carts. Can't say you took every cart to every building, but you did your fair share.
No, the knees start acting up after a while.
Mm.
So, Do you know what our listeners need, Bull?
They need our online crime reporting corner.
Not yet.
Yep.
They need
total letdown.
They need more cowbell.
Yes.
They need more cowbell. Which leads us to our next song, More Cowbell by Digital Hero Games, the artist, and it's from the album Cowbell Hero.
Cowbell.
So, Snacks, do you know what time it is?
I think that it's very likely that Nigel knows the answer to this question.
Nigel? Bull?
Joke of the week?
You are wrong. Squish, what time is it?
It is PSA time yet again. I think this is like our fourth one. We're just on a roll today. WUVT would like to remind you to not drink and drive, as well as VTPD. It does not matter if you've had one drink or 10, if you are driving 100 miles or just one. Alcohol impairs your motor coordination, and if you get behind the wheel under the influence of alcohol, you can kill yourself or somebody else. So do yourself, as well as everyone else, a favor, and make sure you do not drive while under the influence of alcohol.
So, Bull, what number can they call in just to say they're listening and say hello to the Bull?
It is 540-231-9888.
So, Bull, earlier you were going to read, I don't know why you were going to read this corner, because it was way, way far ahead.
Because you looked at me and my name was highlighted.
Oh, I just went gotcha. With it. So, what our VTPD online crime reporting corner is probably very important at this time, at this juncture, and what's going on around campus, this feature is available.
That's correct, John. Did you know that you may report a crime online at our police.vt.edu webpage? The Report Incident tab allows you a plethora of reporting options to include crime reporting form, anonymous tips form, stop abuse online reports, the LiveSafe app. Anonymous tips can be reported online or via the LiveSafe mobile app.
So a person goes online, makes the online report, gets assigned to an officer, and that officer will call that person up. And maybe they can handle it over the phone kind of thing.
That's correct.
Without having an officer come to the scene kind of
That's
thing.
That's correct.
Certain things you have to come to the scene, but maybe, and I believe a lot of jurisdictions around the country right now are going, if they already didn't already have this, they're more reporting is being done online right now. Would you say that's accurate?
That is very accurate, yeah.
So, Snacks has left the building, not to answer the phone.
But he's moved on down the hallway.
He's moved on down the hallway. We don't have a lot of calls. I'm assuming people are still listening. Squish.
Yeah.
Since Snacks is not here, what is our bad joke of the week number two?
Why do cows have hooves? Operator standing by. 540-231-9888.
Why do cows have hooves? So
this is a good one.
You know, sometimes, I don't know if you notice cows. We got a phone call
that
coming
was
in.
Fast.
Squish, have you ever noticed that sometimes, you and I went out to the Virginia Tech cow farm out at Kentland Farms.
Yeah.
And I believe they were feeding at that time in a trough.
They sure were.
And sometimes when they're on the other side of the pasture and that feed gets put in the trough, would you say they run kind of fast over to the feed?
That's probably the feed. Probably the fastest. I've heard that you're not allowed to let the cows run, though, because it spoils the milk. But
well, I mean, let them run. If they're over on the other side and they see the food being added to the trough, they might boogie on over to get some food.
Oh, boy. Yep.
Which leads us to our next song, More Cow Blues Boogie. And Snacks, you're back in the building.
I am back in the building.
Can you tell us who this artist is that sang More Cow Blues Boogie?
Well, it appears that this was the king himself, former Rolo Elvis Rosario. I'm sorry, the king! The king himself of rock and roll, the Elvis.
And I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow by the way she looked. Hold it, fellas. That don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. Well, I woke up this morning and I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow, I can tell the way she's low. Now if you saw my milk cow, please drop her on home. I had no milk and butter since that cow's been gone. Well, I tried to reach her right day by day, get out your little prayer book, get out on your knees and pray, boy, you're gonna need your love and daddy's help someday. Well, you're gonna be sorry treating me this way. Oh, let's milk it.
time. Well, good evening. Don't that sun look good going down? But don't that old moon look lonesome when your baby's not around? Well, I've tried everything to get along with you. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit my crying. I'm gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. I'm gonna leave. You're gonna need your love and daddy's help someday. And you're gonna be sorry for treating me this way.
So, you can call in at 540-231-9888 to answer the bad joke of the week number two, which made Squish laugh uncontrollably. Why do cows have hooves?
It wasn't uncontrollably, but it was funny.
So, I had no clue that the king, the Elvis Presley, sang a song about cows. So, it's all about education on this show, and snacks, you weren't there, but... on a Halloween in the Oak Lane, we did an event there one time, and the Rolo Elvis Rosario dressed up as Elvis.
The man himself.
Bought an Elvis costume, did a little Elvis dancing and singing, and it was inspirational.
That would probably explain why when he was on the show we had a lot of listeners, because we would tell people that we had Elvis on the radio show, and it all makes sense in hindsight.
Makes a lot of sense. You know, the VTPD News Corner is next, and the Virginia Tech Police Department would like to remind all our community members that no law enforcement agency or government agency in the United States, including the IRS, will ever call you on the phone and threaten you with arrest if you do not immediately send them money, provide them with a number of a gift card, or transfer money into Bitcoin account. You should never give out personal identifying information over the phone to anyone demanding money for financial compensation. You should never provide personal information such as dates of birth, social security numbers, and bank account / credit card information. If you receive an unsolicited letter or email requesting you to deposit checks or wire money back to an individual that you did not request, or requesting you deposit a check. Did I just read the same thing twice? I think I did. You found the service on the internet and decide to join. Be suspicious. You should be apprehensive of situations where someone overpays you by check and then asks you to wire money or utilize a prepaid card for payment. Scammers commonly use scare tactics and promote urgency when attempting to defraud others. Common scams perpetrated against the Virginia Tech community and other general safety tips can be found at police.vt.edu. Any feedback?
Timmy called in with a song request, but I'm going to have to do some more research on it. Maybe next week we'll have to look at it.
You know where Timmy's listening at?
No, I didn't get that from him. But if he wants to call back in. But Timmy, I think that song would be kind of cool, but I got to do some research on it first.
So, we've played a plethora of cow songs. Plethora. Snacks, do you have anything to say about cows?
I do, John. And Alex, I kind of need you to bear with me on this, okay? But I just have some thoughts, okay? So, theoretically, we've actually known about genetics for a long time. There was like a monk like hundreds of years ago who studied like peas or green beans or something and started to realize there were these different traits we passed down. And so I'm just theorizing. I think that probably if you took like two really, really spotted cows and you bred them and you continued to find the spottiest of the group, that eventually you would fill in all the spots. Now, at the same time, I think about this though, I just want you to consider a different industry, okay, what they might be able to do. If you have an airplane, okay, and you want to make it a color, you could spray paint it red, green, yellow. You don't have to, like, you know, blend two aircraft together. You could just spray it and say, for instance, make it black, right? With the cows, of course, it's a longer process, a multi-generational process. And so what I'm really talking about here is we have agriculture juxtaposed with airlines, or to make it short, AJA, which brings us to our next song by Steely Dan called Black Cow from his album AJA.
So, any calls? Any news? Any feedback? Any breaking news?
No breaking news. Nothing.
So, Bull, we have, you know, another great tool is our LiveSafe app. So you got the LiveSafe Corner app because you read earlier about how they could report online. This gives them ability also to report things through their phones, right?
Yeah, this is a fantastic app. LiveSafe Corner, the LiveSafe app, a mobile safety technology for the Virginia Tech community, empowers students, university employees, and campus visitors to take charge of their own safety and to look out for those around them. LiveSafe allows students, faculty, staff, and visitors to 1. Share information. Users can submit reports of suspicious activity, in-person or online harassment, or an on-campus disturbance with picture, video, or audio attachments. Secondly, have peace of mind with SafeWalk. Individuals invite others to monitor their location on a real-time map. Third, navigate the Blacksburg campus. Users can refer to a full Virginia Tech building list for directions to and from all campus buildings. And number four. Access emergency information. Have fast access to important campus support resources and emergency procedures, which is a pretty good thing to have right around now.
I really like the sharing information where you can submit reports of suspicious activity through the LiveSafe app over your phone. It goes to our security center, am I correct?
It does.
And then they will have an officer reach out to that person to talk to them about whatever they report. Squish, are we finished with, looks like we're finished with RAD this semester.
Yes, unfortunately it has been canceled for the rest of spring 2020. But for those who may be interested, are we going to do the summer one, faculty staff possibly?
I have a feeling we probably won't, so the next opportunity probably will be in the fall.
Okay, well, I'm not really sure what you want me to read.
Just want you to read what is RAD, because there's listeners out there that have no clue.
Well, for those of you who might be interested next year, the Rape Aggression Defense Program is offered to female students and employees at Virginia Tech. It is a four-part course that begins with awareness, prevention, risk reduction, and avoidance, and progresses to the basics of hands-on defense training. And participants learn self-defense tactics and techniques. It is a free course, and it is instructed by Virginia Tech Police Department officers, and is offered several times a year. Again, unfortunately, we have canceled the rest of our spring classes that would have been held in April, and possibly our faculty staff class that would have started in May?
May, yeah. Most likely it would be canceled.
But if you have any questions or concerns, feel free to contact Officer John Tarter at tarterj@vt.edu or call our non-emergency number 540-231-6411.
Well, have you ever, you know, had the occasion to be driving down the road and, you know, you look at a cow in the pasture and you're not one of those people that's like, is it the left side, the right side, all that stuff. But you're like, you know, that cow, just that poor little cow sitting out there all by itself.
I do.
Dude, it happens all the time.
Yeah, that poor cow. Why doesn't it have friends with it? You know, why is it lonely?
Social distancing for cows? I don't know.
Which leads us to our next song from the Elton John. This song is Poor Cow, and it's from Reg Strikes Back.
Reg.
Excuse me.
Reg.
Is that an English title?
Yeah, like Reggie.
It's a British term.
British, yeah.
There's another one due in 3 months' time. She'll have to paint in the spare room blue. She'll work a little overtime and hope it all works out with Frank and her. If she can give him home nights away from those factory girls. And the gospel's come on the mind of Brandon, and Frank just keeps complaining. How little they both earn and mother does, my mind is just a nag about the world. And she stays to nag at Dallas, cause she can't. You get your dumb ass.
Thank you, Squish.
Always.
So, Bull, we gave you the emergency management preparedness corner. You know, one of the artists, one of the Rolo artists, has left us, and now he works for emergency management. When you come across Elvis, what does he always say to you?
Hey, brother.
That's how we're going.
That's how we're going. Well, what is he, you even said, you say every time you see him, he tells you that he's what? What is he?
He's overworked.
Overworked. He's busy constantly.
He does say that.
Constantly, you know.
He's a. I'll leave that alone. But yeah.
He's a busy guy.
Busy guy. So, the emergency management preparedness corner. We put that in there for Elvis. And so, how does emergency management? Obviously, they're working with a situation that we're currently going through. But what else do they offer there?
Well, they offer trainings in CSIRT, Stop the Bleed, and the Incident Command System. They conduct emergency drills and exercises, as well as hosting presentations from the National Weather Service here in Blacksburg. All of this and more are provided at no cost. Virginia Tech Emergency Management reaches out to the university community in a plethora of ways. Can be contacted via email at oem@vt.edu, our website at www.emergency.vt.edu, or via social media. You may like them on Facebook at facebook.com/BeHokieReady. Follow us on Instagram at BeHokieReady and Twitter at BeHokieReady.
You know, Nigel, you talking about emergency management and preparedness, it actually reminds me of another charming anecdote from my childhood. Have you ever heard of Sir Parlophone?
No.
Okay, so let me just give you a little background here for our listening audience. Sir Parlophone was a medieval hero. Medieval hero. This is a long time ago, many centuries ago. And he was very iconic because, you know, you would expect to see him, you know, in his steel armor riding on, you know, a noble steed. Well, the thing was, during his time, there was a terrible blight and there was a shortage of horses. And so he actually commandeered a cow. And so he would ride along on trails, and he would slay dragons and other various medieval issues and allegories. But anyway, there was one famous account where he was trying to go through a field, and suddenly very small bugs, some would even say they were probably beetles, they were overwhelming the cow. The cow was very upset, very scared. As you can imagine, riding one of those things, it's already pretty rough. And so this cow is jumping around, moving around. He's getting all jostled in his armor. And at the end of it all, he was very famous in quoting, "'Tis sooth, 'tis a hard day indeed." And so this song, this next song we have, is dedicated to "A Hard Day's Night" by the Beatles.
Gotta be the longest segue we've ever had.
The longest segue, yes.
Sleeping like a lover.
And so that song, Hard Day's Night by the Beatles, was brought to you by the label Parlophone.
You know, was that segue incredibly hard, Bull, to listen to in that last segue?
Yeah, so
I was having a hard day's afternoon.
Yeah, hard day's afternoon. So, Squish.
Yes.
Do you know what time it is?
It is, I do, as a matter of fact. It is that time once again, and I believe this is the last time for today. But, do you need to talk? Raft Crisis Hotline offers 24/7 empathy and support. Whether you're in a crisis situation or if you want to talk about your stressful day, trained volunteers are ready to listen. Call 540-961-8400 to speak with someone who cares.
So, Snacks, you finished up Rad for Men. This was probably one of your largest Rad for Men
classes. It was. The largest on record.
Do you remember where most of the men found out about Rad for Men?
Yeah, actually, we had a good representation from the GLC, but it was actually Gobbler Knights. They said that they recalled a very ancient man in a blue uniform. And
speaking English? English tongue?
Yeah, speaking definitely English language. They weren't British. Sure if it was you or Nigel, but it was definitely one of you two.
Right.
So, yeah.
I'm going to go with Nigel. So, what about Rad for Men? Now, normally you don't offer this during the summertime.
Correct.
So you offer it once a semester kind
Correct.
Of thing.
Yeah, so in the fall, we'll offer it again, I'm sure. Resisting Aggression with Defense is a course offered to male students and employees at Virginia Tech by the VTPD. It's a free course which allows participants to focus on great stuff like the recognition of aggressive behavior, the role men play in reducing aggression and violence, and, of course, the opportunity to practice self-defense in a structured environment in order to avoid, resist, and escape aggressive behavior towards them. The classes and the dates and all that stuff we'll have to figure out in the future. But if you go to police.vt.edu, you can check out more information about it. You can also always reach out to me at Micah17, that's MICAH17@vt.edu, or you can call the Rollo office number, which is 540-231-6102. You know, we should probably have that number earlier in the show, now I think about it. That'd be a good number for people to get up front.
Do we don't put that in our contact?
We do the security center, but we don't do the Rollo phone number, which is 540-231-6102.
I call that number a plethora of times.
You do, and you know what? It's sad. I actually know your number. Just as soon as you call in, I see the area code. I see like next three digits, and I pick up, and I know it's you. Well, I'm gonna get it wrong one day, and I'll probably get myself in trouble. But I know it's you.
But you know the reason why is because phone reception through that hokey stone in our office. And our office is where?
It's spotty.
Our office is not at Spotty, but where's our office located?
New Orleans, first floor.
Yeah, it is Spotty though, because you're sitting in the office, and you know you have to leave the phone down on the desk. You can't pick it up because you'll lose signal.
See, when he said Spotty, I thought he was making a cow joke.
I did too.
I thought that was
maybe he
good.
Was.
We haven't named all the different cows yet either.
Oh yes.
Oh, snap! Crackle.
All right, so you know nobody called in. Let's give the answers to our joke and also to our cows, Bull. Since you are the resident cow expert, being the bull, share the cow, the question, and also the kind of cows we have here at Virginia Tech.
And that was the question. It was what kind of cows are there? Registered cattle, that is. The answer is Angus, Pollard Hereford.
That's British.
Charolais,
Simmental,
and Sim Angus.
Are you sure you got the pronunciation on them right?
Get in my belly!
Oh, Kevin Fever is starting to set in, people.
All right, Squish, what about the joke? Give us the answer to the joke.
Oh, well, let me skip back to the page because I went back for the other one, so hold on. So the joke was... Hold on, people. Why do cows have hooves? And nobody called.
Nobody
which
called.
Which is fine. We'll give you guys the answer.
That's a tough question. That's why.
The answer is because they lactose.
They lactose.
I love that.
Yeah.
That one was good.
It was a classic. Classic. So, Bull, you see, remember we talked about the poor cow out there in the past, the poor cow in the pasture. You're saying it was a poor cow by itself kind of thing.
Yep.
What kind of animals might hang out with cows?
Flies.
flies. That's not an animal.
A chicken, perhaps.
A chicken. Yeah, so maybe a brown cow is hanging out, you know, poor cow's by itself. Here comes a brown chicken. And so, which leads us to our next song, Brown Chicken, Brown Cow, by what artist, Squish?
Trace Adkins. I'm excited about this one. And we never play country on
this. And the album?
Cowboys Back in Town. Is that what it is?
Yeah, that is. That's right. You got it.
There you go.
For our listening audience, she actually did not cheat.
We can sign off when we come back from the song.
All right. Well, I guess we're playing song and we're heading out of here.
Joe and Betty got a real nice farm. Everybody knows that they work real hard. Bobby Joe sweating in the noonday sun. Betty right beside him till the work's all done. But every now and then they get a strong desire to crawl up in the hay and set the barn on fire. Now the hay needs hauling, the hogs need stop, the corn needs cutting, but the tractor stop. They're climbing up the ladder, clear to the loft, shucking those dirty old work clothes off, singing brown chicken, brown cow. Ain't nobody watching but the brown chicken, brown cow. Yeah, black crow sitting on the weather vane. See him coming from a mile away. Yeah, he's call, call, calling out a loud alarm. Hey, y'all, Bobby Joe and Betty heading for the barn. Now the chicken ain't pecking and the cow won't eat. They're fighting each other for a front row seat. Now the hay needs hauling, the hogs need stop, the corn needs cutting, but the tractor stop. They're climbing up the ladder, clear to the law, shucking those dirty old work clothes off, singing brown chicken, brown cow. Ain't nobody watching but the brown chicken, brown cow. Yeah. But the tractor stop. They're climbing up the ladder, clear to the loft, shucking those dirty old work clothes off, singing brown chicken, brown cow. Ain't nobody watching but the brown chicken, brown cow. Ain't nobody watching. Brown chicken, brown cow. Ain't nobody watching but the brown chicken, brown cow.
So, would you say this was an above subpar show?
According to Tom from Floyd, it was the best show we've ever done.
Ever done.
We set the standard today.
We did. So, Squish, you get the pleasure and honor of signing us off.
All right. Well, you just listened to the Rolo Nation radio show on WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg, and we are the Virginia Tech Police Department's Residence Life Resource Officers. We work in a community policing partnership with Housing and Residence Life. Virginia Tech Police Department strives to enhance the safety and quality of life for students, faculty, staff, and visitors through effective law enforcement and proactive crime prevention in partnership with the university community. Thanks, WUVT, for allowing us to share in your amazing radio experience each week. And we will be back.